Hello, thank you for calling Omex Health. My name is Ashley. How can I help you today?
Ashley, hi. My name is Karen Pepke. I had an account, I guess, with you guys where I was getting omega-3 on a regular basis. But my credit card got hacked and it was not taken because it was still going on my old one, so I was declined. So I was wondering if I could give you updated information to start getting it again.
Of course, let me see what I can pull for you here. Do you recall the email address we had on file?
KPEP, and that's Paul. P as in Paul, E as in Edward, P as in Paul, K as in Karen, E as in Edward, at Comcast.net.
All right, let me see what I can find for you.
Okay.
All right, Ms. Puppy, I think I've pulled a matching account here for you just to be sure this is correct. Can you confirm your shipping address as well?
823 Chestnut Street, Denora, PA 15033.
This is it. Thank you. So we have a standard customer account for you here. Odd thing is, I don't see any orders or any like subscriptions or anything of that nature. I do see there was a card on file, a Discover ending in 7985. Is that the
Yes,
one we're needing to
that's the
update?
one. Yes, that's the one that was sent. Yeah, you guys are sending it like every, what is it, 3 months?
You said you're getting our Ultra Pure?
No, it's Omega 3.
The
Yeah,
Omega 3.
I don't know
Okay.
if that's what they consider. I'm not sure.
Let me see one thing here. When's the last time you got your
Let me,
shipment?
yeah, I was going to say, let me see if I have the email still. Let's see, wait. I know I had an invoice with me, but I don't have it actually right here. Wait one sec.
Problem.
You know, my one computer's not working here. Wonder what happened. I cannot get my computer to come up. Hold on for 1 second.
Sure, no problem.
Sorry.
No worries,
My
ma'am.
computer's coming up now.
I know how that is every
I'm
morning.
telling you, it's like so nerve-wracking. No, okay. Okay, so let's see. Here it is. It's oh, shoot, it doesn't even say anything. It just says your payment was declined. I know I had an invoice too because I. Of course, I can't get into my stupid thing.
Was it maybe longer than about 7 months or so ago?
No. No, it was in September. I don't think I have anything. I have it in my one drawer, which I can't get into right now. Do you want to hold on? I can see if I can find it. Hold on.
Sure, no problem.
I can't find it every time when I need it. I've been seeing it in my purse, and I've hadn't had an opportunity, and I was off today, and I'm like, oh, I'll call. It was like that pure omega, I think it was, they called omega-3.
Yeah, or omega-3 fish oil for
yeah.
The Ultra Pure. Yeah, it's really great.
Is that
great
what that is, Ultra Pure? Is that what they call it? Oh.
Yeah, to fight off inflammation, it's really great. And it, what I'm looking at here, because and the reason I'm explaining this, because it looks like our system had done a transfer. I'd say in the beginning of the year, we had another customer system, and we had went through a switchover where we're now using the system. And at the transfer, we had, or the system had moved all customers from there to this system. But what I was wondering, if it was within a certain time frame ago that any older account you may have had might have been left behind in the old system. Because, yeah, I don't see any. I've searched and searched with all bits of information here, your name, address, email, and it's not pulling anything in addition than this one standard customer account. So,
That's weird, since I was getting the stuff until...
probably until the decline.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what makes it so weird. I mean, I know I have an invoice, too, because I'm telling you, I've been carrying it, and I don't know if it's in my other purse or what it was, but just in case you needed the invoice, you know?
Yeah, I was going to say, you know, if there would be any order number, any old order number lying around might be help.
Yeah, I may have to wind up calling back because, like I said, I've kept it in my purse for the longest time, and then I was switching purses, so, and then I had the email, and I thought, okay, but then it doesn't have anything on it. You know what I mean? It wasn't anything,
Well, since you had called in to get your payment method updated, if you want, I can go ahead and at least take care of that portion for you.
Okay.
Were you in need of another shipment
yes,
soon?
Yes, that's what it was. Yeah.
Okay.
Meanwhile, I'm going to keep looking because I know I've seen it somewhere. Ouch.
Okay.
Oh, I've got one other place here. Are you waiting for me or
Sorry,
still
I
looking?
was clearing out your
Okay.
old card information so we can put on
Okay.
the new card number.
I can't believe this, honestly.
Oh.
Oh my goodness.
When you go to look for something, it's
Oh. Oh no, that's not it. I know, and I've been seeing it and seeing it. I'm like, I have to call them. I have to call them. And then the day I call you, of course, I can't find it.
Well, whenever you're ready, I'll be able to take your new card information.
Okay. The other thing I'm going to ask you, though, if you don't have anything on file, how do you know what to, are you just going to send that to me then, or?
We can go ahead and get a new subscription placed for you if you would want to go ahead and do so.
How much is it now? I mean.
Let's see, hold on, let me clear out of this page and I'll pull up the site real quick, check on some prices. So my good thing about being on a subscription is you automatically save 20% off the product's price. So say for like one box is normally $39.95, but if you subscribe and save, it would be $31.96. We have the option to get either a supply of one, two, three, or six boxes at a time.
Yeah, and I think we got six boxes at the time. We were getting six.
So taking a look at the six boxes to subscribe, you would be looking at $159.96 per shipment.
Okay. Okay.
So let me go ahead then. Would you want to get that deal?
Yes, please.
Awesome. Do that, I'll have to get logged into your account on the website. You recall your password?
I never opened up an account online. I mean, I've been doing this. This has been going on for years, so I never even did that before. Unless they did it on your end, I don't know.
Let me try something. I'm X.
'Cause I never really do anything online too much.
That did not let me in. Okay, so we have two options then. I can either send you an account invite link to the kpepke at comcast.net, and you can get the password set up that way and then give that to me so I can get logged in to place the subscription. If not, I can go ahead and place an order for you through the system here, but it would have to be a one-time sale. And yeah, and then once you get that password up and good to go, you could give us a call back to start the subscription if need be.
Yeah, because it's really weird because this one in August, it said, like, restock before you run out. We noticed that you may be running out and blah, 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 and about your payment being declined. And, I mean, it's so odd that you guys don't have anything. You know what I'm saying? It's just. Okay, so you're gonna go ahead and
It's up to you. We have two options. I can either email you our account invite and you can set up the password that way. Provide that to me once done so I can get logged in to
oh,
place the subscription. Or
okay.
if you would
That's fine.
rather wait on that, we can place a one-time sale.
No, that's okay. Go ahead. That's fine.
All right. Account.
So it really wouldn't have mattered if I have an invoice or not, then, more or less, because you would have to.
Well, on the invoice, I would. The only other thing or piece of information I could think that it would contain that I could try to search with would be an order number. But again, that would be just for confirmation. I had searched with your email name. I've searched with your shipping address, and nothing pulls anything in addition here other than this one account. So I'm really thinking, due to the multiple declines for that month shipment, that whatever we had in our system prior had been left in the old system.
Okay. Okay.
Let's see. Okay. It'll come through stating OMAX, activate your account, and you'll see below a green button stating activate your account. And let me know when you have that password set up and good to go.
Okay, hold on one sec. Come through yet? Did you get KPEPKE at Comcast.net?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
It can take a moment or two.
Okay, I am. Let me see. Nothing yet. Nothing yet.
You haven't gotten the email yet?
No. Uh-uh.
Let me refresh for you 1 second.
Thank you.
All right. Had you gotten it yet? I don't know how Comcast.net set up. I have Gmail myself. Do you have Duncan spam mail
I
folders?
do. I have a Gmail too, if you want the Gmail one.
I wonder if we can do that real quick. Let me see if I can edit your email. Yeah, it'll let me.
Okay,
What's that Gmail?
it's KPEPKE number 6 at gmail.com.
Try this. Gmail.com, save. Okay, says it's been updated. I'm gonna go ahead and resend account invite. Should be coming from care@omaxhealth.com. Review and send.
Okay, yeah, I got it.
Awesome.
I just gotta think of a password. Is there any limitations or anything on it that?
No, ma'am. No.
No. Putting it in.
No worries. Take all the time you need.
Okay, so I activated it.
Perfect. What's your password?
It's B as in boy, H as in Henry, D as in David, 007 exclamation point.
My computer's being funny now. What was that one more time?
It's B as in boy, H as in Henry, D as in dog, 007 exclamation point. What would be my username? Is it my email?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Not working.
Not exactly sure. No, it's not. Either way, it's. Were either of those letters capital?
Yes.
The B?
Yes. The B, H, and D is all capitalized.
I should have asked. Okay, let me try again.
I should have told you, but I didn't.
I'm in. Yay.
Okay.
Like, man, I hope I'm not doing something wrong. See. All right, here we go. Good deal. We got your shipping address on file, so we're going to go on over here. He said you wanted the 6 month
Yes.
supply.
Yes.
Boxes, subscribing. Perfect. So for that 6 month supply, you would be looking at the $159.96.
Okay. Now is that automatically then you send that, right? Like they did before?
Yes, ma'am, it would be.
Okay.
Let's see. Okay, so we have a bit of just a little leftover setup on the account. Are you wanting to get emails with news and offers?
I mean, yeah, that's fine.
Okay. And do you recall how you first heard about us?
I think it was on TV
Awesome.
from a infomercial, probably.
Good deal. And we have the shipping address saved as 823 Chestnut Street, Denora, PA 15033.
Yes.
Okay. The phone number you're dialing under, the 724-379-7018 we could use.
No, it's 412-523-1196. No, I can't use any code or anything on that for today, just because it's a subscription, correct?
Yes, ma'am, that's
Okay.
correct. Now I will let you know this before I submit any payment. You have the option to do so yourself, but I'm not able to do so for your security. Would you want to
What?
place the order with the discount code yourself online?
That's okay. Go ahead. 'Cause that would just be for this time, right? Or is that for all of them?
It would be for this one.
Yeah. No, that's okay. Go ahead.
Alrighty. And let me ask you this before gathering the card. Is your billing information the same as shipping?
Yes.
Okay, good. Let's see. All right, I'll be happy to take that card information when you're ready.
Okay, it's a Discover, and it's 6011. 0010 7543 0217.
All right, and that expiration?
11/27.
All right, and the security code?
778.
Perfect. All right. So, total stays at $159.96. I do want to read this to you real quick. It does state that you understand that you are agreeing to a subscription. It does renew at the same price and frequency listed until it ends or you cancel. Let's see, just passing through all details entered to make sure everything's completed. Free shipping, of course. All right, so I'll go ahead and submit that payment for you and I'll get you the order number.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Yeah, perfect. It was successful. So your order number and this should automatically come to your email as well, but it'll be S as in Sam, H as in Harry, 171-341.
Okay. And what's your name again?
My name is Ashley.
Ashley. Okay, Ashley, thank you so much for your help. I really appreciate it and your patience.
Of course, not a problem at all, ma'am. Is there anything else I could help with while I have you?
No, that's it. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Of course, thanks for calling at Max Health. Have a good
All
one.
right. You too. Bye-bye.